Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to be bringing a study on premeditation versus meditation. And I'll start in Psalms 119, 148. Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. So in the scriptures, we see the importance of meditation in the word of God and in his precepts. We're giving many admonitions to hide the word of God in our heart and to write the law of God on the table of our heart. Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hidden mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Proverbs 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. But what is the difference between knowing the word of God, applying it to our life, meditating on it day and night, as the psalmist has said, and premeditating our conversations with those of the world we are charged to preach to? Much of it comes down to the reliance on our own wisdom to speak what we think would be appropriate, rather than trusting the Spirit as he brings those things which are necessary to our remembrance. Proverbs 3, 5-8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. 1 Corinthians 2:2-8. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Lord will give us the words to speak. In fact, the wisdom of the Spirit within us will confound the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. 1 Corinthians 1:19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Luke 21:14-15. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. There are many places in the scriptures which talk about avoiding premeditation. But as it is written, the Lord knows what we have need of before we ask him. And we must ask him for the words to say. It is not our charge to save souls, but to preach the gospel, giving diligence to the work of planting and watering. Mark 13:11. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever it shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Matthew 6:8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. We should always be prepared to give an answer for the hope which lies within us. And we should always be equipped with our testimony and the word of God for every moment, making sure we have our armor always on. but premeditating our responses to individuals, groups of people, judges, rulers, and those of this world should not be the focus of our ministry. Rather, a training up, a shodding with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and going out into the world armed with our spiritual weapons ready to face any challenge with God's wisdom and not our own. 1 Peter 3:15-16. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Ephesians 6:13-18. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. One must know his weapons before entering into combat. But fighting in a battle is not a practice show. It's a real-time reactionary fight against our spiritual enemies. Thus, we need the Spirit of God, whose wisdom and power far exceeds our own, to effectively bring down the strongholds of Satan and the darkness of this world. So my admonition, know the Word of God, hide it in your heart, meditate on it, understand it, and apply it. When in combat, know how to wield it, but don't rely on your own strength or wisdom. Pray to the Lord, whose temple you are, that he may give you the words to speak in the hour of need. 1 Corinthians 3:16-20. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. And that was my study on premeditation versus meditation.